ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग टू मॉर्निंग स्टार्स, लकी स्टार्स, the stars of success. Baba, the sun of knowledge, Mama, Brahmama, the moon of knowledge, always like to be in the company of the stars, living stars, stars of this earth, of this planet. Baba always describes the beauty, the sparkle, the specialities he is seeing in all of us. And Baba's vision is a vision that sees through the beginning, the middle, and the end. That is full capacity of the souls. This is why God's vision is vision of blessings, of upliftment, of purification, of love, of light and might. He signals through sweet versions Baba speaks is always the truth which is latent in all of us. He relates the story of three aspects of time. Always reminding us of our destination of protection. Gives us again and again injection of love and self-respect, who we are. Today Baba is reminding us that we are the stars of success. Safalta ke sitare in Hindi. Stars, but safalta. Each star has its own world in it, and when it is called safalta, it's like every seed has a fruit in it. Safalta, success. And success is birthright of Brahmins. Just like a seed contains or is, everything is latent in that seed, the future. And so this is why the word safalta, phal means fruit. Safalta is achievement. Fruit is achievement, attainment. But in order to have attainment of any purpose, of any task, there is a beginning. And so, every success begins in thought first. Just like a seed contains the fruit and the whole tree, a journey of development, in the same way, Baba speaking today, of course many times he says Baba has hopes, the star of Umid or Asha means hopes, hopeful stars. But today is reminding us, just remember, have the consciousness of you are stars of success. And success is our birthright. Success, when birthright is there, you don't make any efforts. But no work is successful without putting energy in it. And so it is a connection of action and aim. But before that, it begins with positive energy of the mind. When positivity is there, you are preparing the seed, you are preparing the land to make it so fertile that not only just thought is successful, this thought is creating very powerful feelings and good wishes. And when this thought is powerful of achievement, what we want to achieve in laukic achievements, alaukic achievements, or parlaukic achievements, everyone in life is sure has a wish of success for others. And when success is there, it's great joy, happiness, congratulations, tilak of victory. So when our own good wishes for the self, pure feelings for the self are there, whatever we want to achieve, it is empowering. No doubt. Because anything which begins with doubt, Baba says it means that you are, before you start the journey, if you are creating doubt, it will make you weak. If you create questions, will it happen or not? Not trust in yourself, not trust in the task, not trust in others. That becomes an obstacle, and it takes extra time to solve the obstacles. So that obstacles should not remain. so that you are able to reach the destination very easily. It's a very important energy of the mind. Positive, pure, powerful, and good wishes for others. So then whatever our wish for ourselves and for others is, it is fulfilled. Fulfilled with what? The wish we have, and fruitful result, because the acceptance of others, others can also accept. It means we are preparing, if we want success in our life of dharana, whatever Baba is giving us, the important aspect of Brahmin, what is the foundation? Foundation is to make our Brahmin life pure, divine, fruitful, example and sample. And so this wish of always reaching highest consciousness with the same vision, and this is vision, it is in the soul. And so this practice of soul consciousness and faith in the intellect, who is actually with me, who is my support, who is my guide, then even there are some obstacles and difficulties may come, that is also a support in a sense, because no one gets the certificate of pass with honor without having a test. This is why these tests, problems on the way to achieve success, is also, it's a gift. It is a lift. It's a blessing, because it makes you aware of the energy that Baba is always reminding us. But if I have doubt in myself, doubt in others, doubt in the situations that are coming, challenges are coming to me, in fact, instead of upliftment, I am coming down, going down and down. And so, important aspect is to become, in order to become successful, no doubt, no question in the mind. Because it is even these stars, one of the, there are many stars which are praised and remembered. The North Pole star, which is Dhruv star, is always unshakable. And it is reminded is that it was because its constant tapasya, its constant zeal and enthusiasm and self-respect in him, put him in the place near the moon, but without changing, it's without no fluctuation, no falling down, up and down, always brightness. And this is what Baba is saying. Determination is the key to success. Powerful thoughts. Thoughts are there, but not ordinary thoughts. Powerful thoughts filled with love, filled with faith. And so faith is the key to success. Determination is the key to success. And Baba is key to success. And so successful energy, which is already in us, because the soul become, but without Baba and without knowledge and without effort, the only dream of success, wish for success, but full result is that I always keeping, if that of difficulties are there, Baba says, but then drama has is beneficial. So you cannot say how can be this problem? Who is bringing this problem to me? No, in fact, it is coming to make you aware how powerful you are. That's why it makes you hero. It's the challenges and difficulties coming from your own self and coming from others. It's on one side is encouragement, other side is just also a mirror that how to create self-respect in the self, what I need to transform in myself. And so my Baba, my faith, my self-respect and realization that who is with me, who is my backbone. It was, success was before, it's going to happen. Just like in a seed, the fruit is in it, but it takes time. Difficulties may come, but definitely achievement is there. And this is what Baba and Mama, Dadis, seniors, have given us example of their life. And we also experiences, our own experiences are there. When there is courage, when there is confidence, when there is constant focus on what we want to achieve, the difficulties are not difficulties there. So it is just like different situations bring success with qualities, using my own qualities, which is latent in me, and also accepting the specialities and qualities of others, because a seed cannot grow into a tree without water. A seed cannot grow without soil. It cannot become fruit, ripe fruit, sweet fruit without the sunshine. So when we are actually respecting the specialities of others, it means we are taking those qualities in us, and it is called success of my own, but in fact it is cooperation and support of others. And so when success is achieved, then it's a real mirror that I have achieved success. When you achieve success, you do not accept it, the praise of it. Because it is Karan Karamanhar that has made it happen and given this opportunity. It's drama that was, it is mother drama has encouraged me to keep faith and trust in me. And so in this way it is, before is faith is needed, and when we are going, the challenges coming from our body, coming from bodily relations, coming from in service, in situations, but at that time, in fact, it's a journey. No journey can be powerful without experiencing and remaining, passing through ups and down. You cannot reach the mountain straight, would be up and down, up and down. So destination is this way. But only aim is there that I see, don't become disheartened. Don't lose hope in myself. Don't losing well-wishing thoughts for others. So when this journey is always free from obstacles, keeping Baba's company, keep us dramas on virtues, then real success is when we have reached the destination, then to see, I have not put that insect in that fruit, that's why I'm emphasizing the word safalta, means the phal, the fruit that is there. If I comes in it, ego comes in it, then this fruit becomes not fruitful. It is not of any worth anymore. And this is why Baba is speaking about softness, not hard nature, humility, appreciation for cooperation, becoming grateful to those who have given cooperation. So then that is what really fruit, which is what Baba speaks about. Nirhankari. Of course, these three words that Baba had, the last lesson that Baba has given to us, bodiless, vice-less, ego-less. And so real fruit is sweetness in it, is then after getting success, then giving credit to whom? Karan Karamanhar. Credit to whom? Those who have given cooperation. Praise of my fortune, company of Baba, support of the family, and great fortune that was also of the elevated action we continue to perform. All these aspects are when connected, then naturally this success not only remains to us, in fact, it spreads in the atmosphere, and let others speak about it. Not that I speak myself, I did this, then it also becomes defect, not its perfect success. And this is why becoming a real detachment after performing action. Until I am performing, until I am reaching my goal, I have to continue keep focus on it. And the moment I achieve this, I'm detached from that. Because that is what it is achieved. You are not holding on. You are not protecting it. Not you are fighting. Because you have reached the destination. Just like in the golden age. It becomes very neutral and natural life. And so Baba says that the spirituality is detachment. It begins on one side totally focused on it, and other side detachment. And beautiful example that Baba gave, what Baba wants, Baba's wish is to have pure thoughts and good wishes and determination, powerful thought, that the positive energy of the mind becoming like not only lotus, but becoming the rose flower. The rose flower spiritual is means, name is also in Hindi, again Baba's words are Ruhe Gulab. Ruhu means soul. And so soul who stays in soul conscious, sees each other as a soul, appreciate each other as a soul, communicate with soul consciousness. And just like rose itself does not say, it's my fragrance, but others say also rose fragrance. Atmosphere changes. So let the praise is that others appreciate and you hand it over to Baba. And this is why on the path of bhakti, Ganesh example is very powerful example of this, of humility, that in the elephant head, so no, it doesn't become head of my ego or my achievement. The elephant achieves this and hands over to the driver. In the same way, it is driving force is there. If drama is driving force of my fortune, it's encouragement of Baba. When these kind of thoughts are there, then these questions, ups and downs, doubt, even they are coming on the way, they are not influencing us, the soul remains totally free. See, obstacle-free success, easy success, as a birthright success, as a gift success. And so this is why it's called fruitful. And when fruit is ripe, it becomes detached from the tree also. Ripe, unripe fruit will remain. The moment, the more and more it is ripe, automatically it comes down. It remains very high. In order to be take power, you have to remain up to take the samshan. In order to give power to others, you need to be detached from. So all achievements, the real success is to become detached from all achievements. But while achieving, then maintain the intoxication. That is the secret. From the beginning, beginning is intoxication, faith, love, courage, confidence. And in the end, it is let go of all that you have achieved, handing it over to Baba. Then it's called perfect success. Sampuran safalta. The complete. And so then, but on the way, I definitely need to keep this. It is my goal, it's my determination, it's my wish. So that time this is there because it is being empowered by Baba. It is being empowered by Dharma. So I definitely need to hold on to it because without, if I want to become detached at that time, the task will remain incomplete. I will not be able to get support from anyone. Baba says, if you become alone, who will help you? So then give, don't keep worry, but keep intoxication. So in the middle, I need to keep intoxication. Oh, this is God's task and I'm an instrument. But after achieving, everything becomes godly work, divine work, Ishwariya task. And so this is what we are present here. To become the stars of success, the detail in Baba's Murli, very beautiful, is Murli as ever. Always Baba inspires us to become, but today is don't fluctuate, remain stable, unshakable, unshakable faith and unshakable stage. These stars can bring and shine on the night in the dark, but you star bring the light, bring the day. And so beautiful day for all of us of the morning stars. So Baba is creating the star of fortune, the star of success, the world of successful stars. Om Shanti.